A report released this week by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, found that there have been about 50,000 new HIV infections in the country each year from 2006 to 2009, and that number has shown no signs of decreasing. Over the last 4 years, infection rates have increased in young gay and bisexual men, driven by nearly a 50% increase among young African Americans. The vice chair of Hillsborough County's National Black Leadership Commission on AIDS, Mel Harris, says HIV is becoming an epidemic in Hillsborough County.
We found that there's an increase in the African-American female population. About 70% of all new cases are African-American female. And that alarms us. There's also an increase overall in infections among men who have sex with men. And we're finding that it's crossing over into the heterosexual community. So the problem is epidemic.
The CDC says although African Americans only make up 12% of the U.S. population, they account for 44% of new infections. Reverend James Favorite is the chair of the Hillsborough National Black Leadership Commission on AIDS and said Hillsborough County has one of the highest rates of new HIV and AIDS infections in the state.
The Hillsborough County area, on a per capita basis, is number one in the state of Florida. I mean, we have more cases per capita than Miami-Dade County have. So we're concerned about that. Miami's population quadruples ours, but we are running ahead on a per capita basis as far as the number of HIV cases are concerned.
AIDS is a big problem in the African American community, and while new infections have been attributed to risky sexual activity among gay and bisexual males, Favorite said a rising number of women and heterosexual couples are now among the infected.
It is growing at a tremendous rate in the African American community. 70% of all new cases are African American women. We represent about 15% of the population in the state of Florida, but 51% of all of the cases are African Americans. So we really have to make sure that we understand, and we've got to bring this to the forefront so that every citizen in all of our counties are aware of what the real problem is.
According to Favorite, even the national economy has had an impact on funding AIDS medicines.
Because of the debt ceiling, and because of even the rancor that they just recently had with regards to whether or not they were going to raise the ceiling, all of that had was impacting not only the economy, but certainly the economy of drug access, making those drugs accessible to all of those individuals who needed them.
And he says similar debates in Florida have threatened access to affordable AIDS drugs for low-income patients.
You know, as a result of policy, funds were being withdrawn so that individuals with the latent stage of AIDS, which has a cocktail, a drug cocktail that they take called ADAP, that disease for HIV, yeah. That drug, because of funding in the state of Florida, would not have been funded. But I think we just got word recently that some changes have been made in policy so that those who have, those who are using that ADAP drug in Florida will be able to get some still.
The biggest challenge for many at the conference has been finding new ways to educate the public about AIDS. Diane Straub says that half of new HIV infections in the U.S. occur in people under the age of 25. She works with the USF Department of Pediatrics and also their Connect to Protect program, which works to reduce HIV and AIDS rates among adolescents and young adults.
A lot of the adults who have HIV, the young adults who have HIV, acquired it while they are adolescents. So it may not be problematic to them while they're adolescents. They may not notice, but when they become young adults, it will become a problem to them. And the other issue related to that is when they're infected and don't know they're infected, they're transmitting that infection to a lot of their partners. So what is being done is really a lot of focus on trying to do testing. What I would like to argue today is that we need to think greater than that. We need to do things that impact all of their behaviors related to HIV risk acquisition. And that relates to housing and after-school activities and, you know, empowerment empowerment in so many things beyond just thinking about condom use.
Colette Tomberlin works with the Care Councils, which supports the West Central Florida Ryan White Care Council. She said that there have been thousands of new infections in the past 2 years.
2009, 2010, we've had over 700 new AIDS infections in the four-county EMA, which includes Hillsborough, Pinellas, Pasco, and Hernando. We have probably more than 7,000 HIV infections, a prevalence rate, overall cases, and that would include those who are AIDS and HIV.
Youth Education Services is also holding a video contest on their Facebook page to raise awareness about HIV infections. You can find links to more information on our website at wmnf.org/news. Reporting from Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.